was all declassified. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. That's what former President Trump is saying about the documents seized from his Florida home. Yesterday, a federal judge unsealed the warrant that authorized the raid earlier this week.
FBI agents claim to have removed 11 sets of classified documents, as well as 27 boxes from the residence. Now, the court filing alleges that investigators had what they believe to be, quote, probable cause related to at least three federal laws, including possible violations of the Espionage Act.
Fox's Kevin Cork. Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene has filed articles of impeachment against Attorney General Merrick Garland. President Biden has kept quiet about the FBI operation, but he's crowing about something else. Yesterday, House Democrats followed the Senate in passing historic legislation that they claim will tackle climate change and inflation.
Every single Republican in the House and in the Senate voted against it.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Republicans say the bill raises taxes. The prognosis is grim for celebrated author Salman Rushdie. His agent says his liver is damaged and he's been placed on a ventilator. Police say the 75-year-old was stabbed yesterday, moments before giving a lecture in Western New York. A suspect is in custody.
Here's an individual who has spent decades speaking truth to power, someone who's been out there unafraid, despite the threats that have followed him his entire adult life, it seems.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul. Rushdie, who wrote the satanic verses, spent years under police protection after the supreme leader in Iran called for his murder. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
New York City can expect to see more buses carrying migrants. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has been sending busloads to New York and Washington as a way to relieve overburdened border towns. That has those cities asking for federal resources. Manuel Castro is the commissioner of the New York City Office of Immigrant Affairs.
Using people, human beings, as political pawns is just disgusting. But New York City won't fall for the trap.
Since April, Governor Abbott says he sent more than 6,800 migrants to Washington and more than 360 to New York. Another effort in Arizona to keep illegal migrants out. Shipping containers stacked on top of each other are being used to close a 1,000-foot gap in the border wall near Yuma. The containers will be topped with 4 feet of razor wire. Two other gaps will also be filled in the coming days. Last month, the Biden administration authorized completion of the border wall near Yuma, but no action was taken, and Arizona's Republican governor got tired of waiting. The dog days of summer are one thing, but meteorologists say nighttime temperatures last month didn't provide much relief.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says the average low temperature for the lower 48 states in July was 63.6 degrees, beating the previous record set in 2011 by a few hundredths of a degree. Not only the hottest nightly average for July, but for any month in 128 years of record keeping.
Fox's Lisa Lacerra. Hot stuff on Hawaii's Big Island, where a wildfire continues to grow. No homes are threatened, but gusty winds are making it difficult to contain the blaze. The fire, which is feeding on dry grass, has consumed more than 25 square miles. Last year, the same region saw the state's largest ever wildfire. Pam Puso, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.